Earlier, I was listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch with John Williams and Elise Glink, and she was talking about how things have really cooled off in the housing market, but you have those rates up pretty high right now, and they ticked up again today. So I wonder, who is the buyer today that is out there for people? Allison Aloy joins us now from Insider, and Allison, thanks for hopping on the program with us. Welcome to the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And so there are buyers out there, right? This could actually be a good time, but for who?
All right. So it would be a good time for people that can still afford a home purchase. A lot of the times, this might not tend to be first-time home buyers, probably people that are on their first or second home. But if you have the money to do so right now, the market has certainly eased a bit to make it a lot easier than it was, let's say, a year ago.
As someone who is going through this process right now and has seen some price drops, something that you hadn't seen for a while, while also recognizing that prices are still up from where they were a couple of years ago, it's not like the market is all falling down. I have been talking to a lot of agents that say, look, it's still a time to buy them, and houses do go quickly, but we're not seeing the 10, 20 offers after a day. It's just a little bit more, quote-unquote, normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly what's happened is, because so many people right now are priced out of the market, you mentioned that home prices are rising. They're still rising, but they've fallen compared to how fast they were rising, let's say, last year. But because of that, so many people are priced out of the market. So it's opened it up a little bit more for buyers, like I said, that can afford a home purchase right now. There's less competition, although there is still competition, just not as much as compared as last year.
I think it's a matter of if people can kind of see this out and go, well, I may be stuck with a, 6% rate, 5.5%, maybe even we're going to go up a little bit more, 6.5%, maybe 7%. And while that seems inhumane to us who have been, you know, homeowners for a little bit with rates in the 2s or the 3s we've heard about, this is still historically not all that bad. But we do anticipate that in the next few years, you'd imagine, they'd go back down at some point, and I can just, hey, I'll just refinance when that's there. There are certain buyers that look at it that way, Alcina.
There are buyers that look at it that way. There are also buyers that recognize right now that there is not enough inventory in the market. And what that does is it keeps prices high. So before the pandemic, there was still a dearth of supply. And because of the home buying frenzy that happened during the pandemic, a lot of the inventory that was out there got eaten up. Because of that, home prices are going to remain high for the foreseeable future. I can't imagine them plummeting or values dropping to dangerous levels like in 2008 anytime soon.
Right. And when we say price drops on certain houses, maybe those people came in a little hot thinking that there was going to get a quick sell. And the market, obviously, as we've talked about, has changed. I do want to talk rent really quickly because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, that rent versus own debate goes back and forth. And at certain points in certain people's lives, renting makes sense. But boy, you have got to pay for it now.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Right now, I know mortgages and rents are competing in price. I'm not saying that I want to give advice, but the best thing a person can do right now is look at their personal finances and their long-term goals. What do they want for their future, and how does a home purchase or renting fit into that?
Right. Because if you're someone that wants the flexibility, renting can save you money. Even if you're paying the premium for it now, it could save you from putting down a big deposit. And if you're going to sell your house in 2 or 3 years for whatever reason, you may not make that money back in appreciation.
That could be true for some people. And that being said as well, too, people are still interested in purchasing homes right now. They can still count on still being able to have a high amount of home equity. The U.S. right now has, I forgot the exact number, but we gained trillions of dollars in equity during the pandemic. So people that own homes and bought homes during the pandemic definitely still have a good investment.
For sure. I couldn't believe when the number I popped out at me, 39% higher than a year ago for certain rents. I mean, boy, I know it's not as bad in Chicago. We're not as high on the list as some of the other cities. But that is a lot, and people that are renting are often younger, and they've got their budget kind of stretched thin. Maybe they're people that also have student loans. I mean, a 39% jump, boy, that catches the eye.
Yeah, definitely. That data came from rent.com. The U.S. median rental price for a one-bedroom is around $1,700 right now. For a two-bedroom, it's around $2,100, so people are definitely feeling this in their pocket.
Oh, for sure. All right. Well, it's an interesting discussion and one that goes on, I think, in every household or rental or owning, what you're going to do next. Allison Aloy, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. You have a great one.